Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Gelbfish. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Daf Kuf is just an extension, a continuation of the Braisa, explaining the Braisa on the Tzaditesa Beis on the bottom. Let's read the Braisa on Tzaditesa Beis. Braisa says, Tonra Abonon Asore in Chelchon Lehem Truma. There are 10 types of people that we don't give them truma in the Beis HaGronis. Although they're mutter to eat truma, or theoretically to get truma, but we don't give it to them in public in Beis HaGronis. Veluhei. Cherishoit v'kotten, cherishoit v'kotten, tumtum androgynous, tumtum androgynous, cherishoit v'kotten, we know, so someone who's deaf and dumb, shoit is someone who doesn't have mental capacity, a cotton is a minor, tumtum, someone who the Eber HaZachar is covered over, and so it's a suffix whether he's a Zachar or a Keva. Androgynous is someone who's got two different types of simonim for a Zachar and simonim for a Keva, and therefore it's a Beri B'fnei Atzma, or it's a Shiloh Beri B'fnei Atzma. We don't know whether or not what status it has in Aloha as a Zachar and a Keva. Whoever, or Isha, or an Eved, a slave between an Eved Kanani, Vishen, and a woman, V'oral, and someone who's an Oral, V'atome, and someone who's Tome, V'noise, Isha, Shein, Ha'genesloi, and a Kohen who marries a woman who he's not allowed to marry. In all of these cases, V'chulam, Shagal, Hem, Lubotayim, despite the fact that we don't distribute them in public, we can send it to them in their houses. Chutz, V'tome, V'noise, Isha, Shein, Ha'genesloi. With the exception of V'tome, V'noise, Isha, Shein, Ha'genesloi, Tome can't eat it now, and we'll see later it's a Knas. And Noisi Isha Shein HaGenesloi is also, since he violates the dinim of Kuhuna, is therefore we constant. So the Gemara needs to explain exactly what the halacha is, why this is true. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Cheri Shoit V'Kotten, La B'nei Deya Ninu. So Cheri Shoit V'Kotten, the not B'nei Deya. And Rashi says, therefore it's a Bizoyin to be Cholik, to Zilusa for Truma, to give them Truma B'Goyrin in front of everybody. So that's why we don't give it to them. So Vaisach is that Be'etzim, to give Truma to a Cherishoit V'Kotten, is not a problem. Right? So the Din in giving Matnas Kahuna, we're talking about a Cherishoit V'Kotten, that are Kehanim. So we're giving them the Matnas Kahuna. So giving them the Matnas Kahuna is not a problem. So the question is, which Rechadosh asks, is, he assumes that in order to give the mitzvah of giving Truma, it has to be that he's Kainan, that he gets the Truma. So these kindness, so how is it that a cotton is kind? How are these people kind? These people don't have das. These people don't have das. So how is it that they're in the mitzvah and the sinus truma by giving it to these people? So the Brichodesh explains, and he brings a ride from here to a din, but again to pidyon aben, the cotton for pidyon aben, says that the cotton is kind because of das acheres makta. We have a law that a cotton can be kind, even though a cotton doesn't have das to be kinder. But if I'm being machna to him, I'm giving it something to him, and I have das to be machna to him, a cotton can be kind with das acheres machna. And therefore, the cotton, the ketanim are being kinder, the matnas kahuna, are the das acheres machna, and that's how you make kind the mitzvah of nesinus truma. That's how you make kind the din. The Ktsais argues on the pre-chodesh, and he says he doesn't understand. He says two things. He says, first of all, our Brice isn't just talking about a cotton. Our Brice is talking about a cherish and a shoite. And a shoite, although it's maybe a machloikis, is not so posh that a shoite das a cherish makna by a shoite. We don't find das a cherish makna in the Gemara by a shoite. We only find it by a cotton. By a shoite, it says, Nemzon, there is no das a cherish makna. Is the Mela, so that wouldn't be an answer for a shoite. Another thing he asks is he brings a Mordechai, that the Mordechai says, we hold Toivis Anoz any moment. That the fact that the Torah gives you the right to decide who you give your truma to, that's not considered a bailam. It's not considered the bailam over the chayfetz. And if you're not a bailam over the chayfetz, it's not shaykh. The Mordechai says it's not shaykh. Das acheres makta. Das acheres makta means that if you're the bailam over the chayfetz, or the shliach of the bailam, but if you're the owner of the chayfetz, you have the ability, das acheres makta, when you are makta to the other person, that your das should work for the kohen. But here, since we're talking by truma, and the Mordechai says we paskin Tovus Anoz Lab Momen, that your right to give it away does not make you an owner, doesn't give you chush mishpat dike dinim in the item, in the truma, is a melech, so das acheres machna won't help. These are the two kashas that the Ketzais asks on the pre-chodesh. The Ketzais therefore says that the reason these people can be kind of the truma is for another reason. He says the pasuk in describing the matnas kahuna, it says that I gave them the truma chelif avodascha masher hem oivdim. So it's in place or because of the avoda, the avodascha shein oivdim that they work the Beis Hamikdash. So the Ketzais says it's similar to schiras to wages. The halacha is a Gemara, Tosis, that says that wages, that if a katan is working for you, the katan is kind of the wages that you pay him, he's kind of that manatera, without a din of das acheres machna. His Melech Sirk Tzai says that the matnas kun have a din of, basically have a din of wages, and therefore applies instead of chelu havaydat, because of the pasuk of chelu havaydascha, masher heim oivdim, that they're kind of manatera, and therefore you're kind of mitzvah. The Nesivus says something a little different. The Nesivus seems to Neman, and I'm not sure how you learn the Nesivus. The Nesivus learns, gives a different terrace. He just says that there's no din nesina by Truma. He says, truthfully, if you just let the kohen take it, it's good enough. So there's no din that he has to be kohenit. Now, the Imre Bina, they ask kashas on the Nesivus, and I think I'm not sure it's clear to me what the Nesivus means. Imre Bina asks that the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs counts mitzvah of Afroshah's Truma, a mitzvah of Nesina's Truma, two separate mitzvahs, so you have a chiyuv to give it. So that's the question that he asks. Based on the way the Nesivus shtels it avek, the Nesivus seems to say that if you're mafkir it, you're mafkir the Truma to allow them to take it, that's good enough. So the Lachur, you weren't a kind of mitzvah Nesina, because the Nesivus brings a riot, but the fact that you... I'll go on this fact in Rabina. I'm not sure that that's really what the Nesivus means. I think the Nesivus may just mean that there's no chayvah's kinyan. It's just a din that, of course, you have to give it, meaning to make it available to the kohen to get. But there's no halachas in kinyonim that he has to necessarily be kind of. Okay, it's al kaponim. So that's the shiloh over here. How you kind of mitzvah of the nesinas truma. Then the Gemara goes by. The Gemara says tumtum androigin is nami. Tumtum androigin is the reason we don't give truma to maestros. The reason you can't send truma to the tumtum androigin to their house. Because Barry Bifni Atzmin, because it's a Barry Bifni Atzmin. So the Yasha Yaakov, before Shem Eskakasha, and the Archoner and Binyan Lusian was in Skasha, seemingly the same thing. Yasakasha, Barry Bifni Atzmin, we don't find Barry Bifni Atzmin only by an androgynous. An androgynous is a Barry Bifni Atzmin. So it has its own status. It's not a Zohar, not a Nekeva, or it's not. So it's something new, something different. What din does it have? That's a Machlogic Sneeword. But a tumtum basically is just a suffix. In other words, it's either a zachar or an akeva. It's just that we can't determine what it is right now because the area with the simoni zachras or with the era a zachar or an akvas is covered. And so that's not the Gemara never calls that a berry with niatzmi. So this is the Yasha Shiakir was discussionist. Well, Betzim the Achronim say a teretz and the Binyan Tzion says it. He says the Gemara over here doesn't mean al silvus beria, that it has a different din of beria. Bifniyatsmi. So therefore it's not a zohar and a cave, it's a new creature. And therefore it's not a koyin that can get matonis. It's like Rashi says, it's a zilus of the kachim. For some reason, it's a zilus of the kachim to give it to this beria. I'll use a word, maybe we shouldn't use it. The beria here in Al Gemara means it's a freak. I think that's really the way we would say it in English. It's something unusual. It's an unusual type of thing. It's not the normal. It's not the normal thing, and therefore therefore we don't give it. You don't give. You're not meshager the matan his kohuna to them. It's a bizarre. Fine. Then the Gemara goes right, and it says an eved. Why don't we give truma to an eved? An eved nami dilma osi lasukim et truma liyosin, because we're afraid maybe you're going to be mala from truma liyosin. That if you see him sending giving him truma, so you're mala liyosin that you're going to say that. Therefore, he's a kosher yid, and if he's a kosher yid, so you'll allow him to get married to a regular bas yisrael. We have to remember this time of an eved for a little bit later. Then the Gemara goes right and says, "Noisi isha shena ganis lo mishum knasa we can't send. Noisi isha shena ganis lo we can't send. So to basically to force him to do the right thing. Therefore, we're not going to give him." Send him a truma. Here is a machloikis. Until when do you consent? So the Marshal says Niyam Shloimetz until he gives a get. And so basically you're forcing him to give a get. You want to force him to give the get, to do the right thing. Is a Mela, once he gives a get, so now he's no longer married to the Isha Shena Genesloi. Is a Mela, so now from going forward you're allowed to send him Truma. The Asher Shiyakev brings from Araya, based on a Rajba, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not noig Kovin Kedusha to a Kohen that's over, that's nice in Oshim. So there the halacha Shulchan Aruch says it's until he's yider hano, until he makes a neder that what it won't that he's yider hano from the woman that he's married to. I guess theoretically otherwise, he can give the woman a get and then he can remarry her again. In the middle, so as he in Shulchan Aruch, not going to get to this din, but somebody gets being noy kovet. So the Harshraga says that the din over here also would be that lechur the knas would apply until he's yider hano. And fine. So the Gemara explains these are all the reasons for these various people why we don't send truma to their houses. Elisha, my time aloi. So why don't we send it to an Isha? So the Gemara pligi bar or pop of Rav Huna Brady Bishua. So the machloek is a pop of Rav Huna Brady Bishua. Chadom Mishum Grusha. Chadom Mishum Yichud. So one man Doma says Mishum Grusha, and one says Mishum Yichud. What does it mean Mishum Grusha? In other words, you're giving her the truma because she's married to a kohen, but you know what? She may get a get. So if you're going to publicly give her the truma, so everyone's going to say that she's entitled to eat truma. It's available. So and some won't be aware of the fact that she got a get. And the mela one, so therefore we don't want to publicize. B'chadar one says mishum yichud because the guy in the place that if she's going to come to collect the truma, you collect it out in the field someplace, you collect it out in the silo. So there's a problem of yichud that so we don't want her hanging around there. What's enough community in his soup shot him? So tomorrow, Ike Benai, you beidori the Makar of the Mosul, Leshkechi Bulinshi. If you have a beidori, you have a threshing floor, meaning you have a place where the you would distribute the truma, the Makar of the Mosul, it's close to town, Leshkechi Bulinshi, but there's not a lot of people there. So it's Makar of the Mosul, since it's close to town, as a middle of the assumption is people in town know that, that she's a Grusha. Right, so everyone will know about it, so she won't be able to take truma. But it's l'shchichi bu'inshi. There aren't a lot of people there. It's a mele, so it's in a secluded place. It's a mele, so you still have a problem of yichud. Hinami zok demar or farkeret. The merachik u'shchichi that it's far out of town, so therefore people don't necessarily know what's going on in town. Whether she got to get u'shchichi bu'inshi, but there are people there. It's a mele. What is a mele? So there's no iser of yichud. It's a mele. So that's the. So those are the two time, and this is the nafkamina between the two time. Now, the Shaila is, it's interesting, the Rambam brings down both time. So the question is why the Rambam brings down both time. So the Rikurkis says that since there's time to be machmer like both of them, so he's being machmer like both of them. That's why the Rambam brings down both time. Is the Pella, is the Chur, which is the Mesla, and the Rikurkis, the Chur, here we're talking about an Issa Rabbanan. There's no Shash, she's a Grusha. Why should you assume she's a Grusha? Right now she's Mutter to Itruma. And so you're just being geyser that we don't want to give a truma in the guy room because because in public because we're afraid that someone's going to come to make a mistake after she gets a get. So it's a geyser, it's a knas, it's the rabbonim. It's what shaykh over here to your machmer. So the Yashish Yaakov learns is that the Ram doesn't learn up the Gemara that way. The Ram learns that there's no machlokes over here. Each one is saying a tam. Each one is saying a good valid tam. And then a chaylik, he says, it's because of this reason or because of this reason. When the Gemara says, my benai, the Gemara just says, what's the nafkamina if it's this reason or that reason? So just give me one reason then? So it says, the nafkamina is, there could be nafkamina. So they're covering more bases by making both reasons. But in a time, both reasons were a reason for the takana. Now here's a shtickle problem. And Taisis asked the Kasha, Antai Tesna Beis, really. And so, look, right here, the Gemara is telling us, is that we have a chash of grusha, so we're not going to give truma to a woman because we're afraid that perhaps she's a grusha. So people won't know about it. So what do I need a reason before to say that an eved is because of maybe it'll be malal yuchsin? So we have the same chash that's al grusha. That maybe he'll be mishtachel, he'll have been set free, and now he's coming to take truma. As a middle, we have a problem. So why does the Gemara need to say a new tam? So Tosis explains, no, there's no chash that an eved is going to come after he's set free, he's going to come to get truma. Because he was going to come to get Truman afterwards, it means he's saying that he's still an Eved. And that's something he's never going to want to admit to anymore. In the middle, there's no shash that people won't know that it will been set free and people won't know about it. And therefore, we don't want to distribute it to him in public. Because people come to make a mistake. Once he's set free, he's not going back to ask for more Truma, because that's contrary to his interests. Now, the Rishonim have another Shaila. I, of course, maybe the other sold him to Israel, in which case he won't be able to lead Truma either. So that the Rishonim say, no, that's also not a kasha. Why? Because who's chayiv in the mezonos of the Eved? Now, the mezonos of the Eved is normally is provided, even though you could say any aseim mivein izonach, but lemaisa the odin normally pays for the food of the Eved. So what's the Eved going to go out and steal it by going to take truma? He's not going to be going out to be stealing the stuff for somebody else to benefit his master. So therefore, it's vayten ochshash. That's why by an Eved we need the reason that we gave. Fine. And the Brice one, Vaitan said, Chutz mitomi v'noisi isha sheni. Again, it's like, aval oral, but an oral mishagun loin. They only said, you're not mishagun to a tome, but you could send to his house of an oral. In fact, you want my time, mishim da'onis, because he's honest. In other words, the reason he's an oral is because it's meso echa machas mila, and therefore he's an honest. So tome name, honest. Right? So tome also, he's an honest, in other words, he just became tome. So tomorrow night, hi nofish oinsei. Here it's nofish onse. Here it's nofish onse. By oral, the oinus is bigger. Now, we had a machloikas Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of Perik Oral. Rashi's shita is that despite the fact that a fellow is an onus, that the reason he's not mauling himself is chutz meso echa of machas mila, and therefore he's parted from mila. Right, so it's meso echa of machas mila, and therefore he's parted from mila, from mauling himself. Nevertheless, he has a din of an oral, and it's also the itruma. So he's an oral, he's also the truma. Masha and Kain, Rabbeinu Tam holds, since he's not chayev, that's when the mitzvah of mila, because it's mitzvah echel vachas mila. So therefore he has a tur sakona. As a mila, Rabbeinu Tam says he doesn't have a din of an oral, and if he doesn't have a din of an oral, is a mila what? Is a mila so he's allowed to eat truma. So Rabbeinu Peret says he has a raya from this gemara, not like that. He has a raya from this gemara to Rashi. Because l'chura, what's the Gemara saying? It's not for shayinsei. L'chura, when we're talking about an oral, we're not talking about that the oral is tamazai. He's not mauling himself. He's like a rosha. We're talking about basically an oral that it's meisu echel machas mila. As the mila said, that's why it's not for shayinsei, because it's a sakana for him to maul, and therefore he's part of him mila. As l'chura, so mishlam according to Rashi that he can't eat truma. As the mila, so that's the problem. Mashenkin according to Rabbeinu Tam. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so what's the nafish ayin say? It's motive him to eat truma. It's not also in truma. So Adra, we should let him have it in the house. We should perhaps distribute it to him. It shouldn't be considered a bizoyin, a zilzel. And two is what's the nafish ayin say? What shaykh over here to cancel the fellow? What's the shaykh lost nafish ayin say? Not nafish ayin say. Fine. Is the male what? Is the male there for? That's Rabbeinu Tam's. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz's raya to Rashi, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Then we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if it's a gdilu atarubis of taruvis, so we remember we had a case where a child of a kohen gets mixed up with the child of a shivcha. So the various dinim that apply when they're still sveikis, and then afterwards hagdilu atarubis when they grow up, is so the shichru zezen the mashacha one the other, then it tells us what they can do, what they can't do, who they can marry, etc. So the Gemara says hagdilu atarubis for hagdimara shichru. It's mashma if they were mashachar each other, then this is what the halach is. Iboy in iboy loy iloy boy loy. If they want to be mashach each other, then they do. If not, They can stay in this status, in this limbo. Frank, do you want to vamai? How can they stay in limbo like that? Lisa shivcha en yochel, bas chayrin en yochel. In other words, so remember, so until, as long as they're tarubas before they're mashacha one another, so you have you have a Suffolk Koyin, a Suffolk Eved. The Koyin can't marry anyone other than Kosher Yidin, and the Eved can only marry a Shivcha. So Lachor said, they can't live with women. So Ibazai, so Lachor, they can't be Mekayin the Mitzvah Puruvu. So those Frag the Gemara. But my Lisa Shivcha and Yochel, Baskar and Yochel, so Bada, they have to give a get Shivcha one to another in order to enable them to move on with their lives in this respect. Amarava said, Ema, what the Mishnah means is Kaifa Naysayim, Meshachma Zezeh, Denechanami. We're Kaifa them, Kaifa one another to Meshachma one another. Those of the Gemara. We take the Mitzayin over here to a Turi Evan in the Chagiga. The Mishnah over there, the Gemara over there in Chagiga says, it's talking about a case of Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Bas Chayrin, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So you had two owners owned an Evan, one of them set the Evan free, his half free, the other owner didn't, so I have a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So we have a Mishnah Rishonah, Mishnah Achronah, we have a Machlok, Bisham Vesil, as to what we do. So Bisham says, Yekhaifin as Rabbi to set him free, and to set him free, and according to Mishnah Rishonah, they still said no. You don't send him. You don't force him. And then Mishnah Achronah, they agreed with Beis Shammai, and they said why? Because Lisa Shivchan Yochel, etc. For the same cheshbon over here, because as a chatzi abed chatzi mechayrin, he can't live with a shivcha, he can't live with a bas chayrin. As a milah, so and the world was created for the shemus yitzara to create to populate the world for puruvu. As a milah, what is a milah? So therefore, we set him free. The other sets him free, and it's kais of dom. He writes a star al chatzi dom. He writes a star for the money. So that's the gemara over there. So frek tais is over there, and chayik tais is a kasha. Why do we have to set him free? Why do we have to call for the other to set him free? Why don't we just and why do we say he doesn't have an eight, so he can't get married, etc.? Let the Chatzi Ben Chayrin sell himself as an Eved. If he sells himself as an Eved, as a Milsa, now he's an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is Mutar B'Shivcha. So Ibazoi, so now side the Chatzi Eved Shaboy, side the Chatzi Ben Chayrin Shaboy is going to Mutar B'Shivcha. Azay Frektaisis. So Taisa says, because Aloha is a ger cannot sell himself as an Eved Ivri. There's a Mila. What is Mila? So the Chatzi Ben Chayrin Shaboy has a din of a ger. Since he has a din of a ger, he can't sell himself for an Eved Ivri. There's a Mila. So therefore, there's no Eitza for him to get to live with a woman. And therefore, what? Therefore, he can't kind of pervu. Therefore, it's Kaiv. Fred to Turi Evan. So that's over there when it's a Suffolk Evan. When it's Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So over there, the Chatzi Ben Chayrin is a ger, so he doesn't have an eitz, etc. And he can't sell himself as an eved. But over here, we're talking about it's not a chatzi; it's a suffolk if he's an eved or a koyin. So let him sell himself as an eved. If he sells himself as an eved, it's a marv shachli muta nal b'shivcha. If he's taken eved until now, so fine, he's an eved, he's a muta. And if it's a shivcha. And if he's an Eved Ivri, is a male, so al Eved Ivri, he's mutter b'shivch. So the Churi has an Eitzah. So the Tzlach says no. Slach says the kash is not really a kash. He doesn't see it's a kash. He says that's not pshat in Taisus. Taisus wasn't asking Lahura that he should stam the Eved should sell himself. The Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechorin should sell himself to somebody. He says because Mehech Taisus someone's going to buy him. A person doesn't want an Eved Ivri. Kol Hakayin Eved Ivri is Kilukoner Odin LaAtzmoi. So Milsi, you're not sure that you're going to be able to sell yourself to somebody. Taisus' kash was only is that the how are you koifa, the rabbi, to set him free and to be over the iser of loyla mem tavoidu? There's an iser asay to mashachar and eved al loyla mem tavoidu. So he says, no. What you should do is force the odin to buy, sell himself to the odin, which is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin. He's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin. So half him it belongs to somebody else. So So. Instead of forcing that somebody, so Reuven owns this Eved, this Chatzi Eved, instead of forcing Reuven to set the Eved free, the Chatzi Ben Eved free, force Reuven and force the Chatzi ben Chayrin to sell himself to Reuven. This way, Reuven will own the whole person, and so he has an Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani. It's 50% Eved Ivri, 50% Eved Kanani. The Mela, what is Mela? So let's be kaifer that. In order that he should be Eved Yisrael of Leilam Bem Tavoinu. That was Tosis Kash over there. So Tosis says he can't do that. So Mashenkin over here, there's no way to force. You don't know whether or not anyone's going to buy him. Because Mecha Tosis, no, people don't want to have an Eved Ivri. So therefore, it's not an Eitzah to say, sell himself, he should sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Because Mecha Tosis is someone's going to buy him. That's what the Slach says. Now, one thing that's interesting to me is here, Lechura, the Din Kfiyah over here, what kind of Din Kfiyah is this? Din Kfiyah over here, you need to understand. Is it pshat is that each person has a right to demand? Let's say, in the case by Yechatzi Yevid Chatzi Ben Chayrin, over there, you're being kaifa him to go free, right? You're kaifa the Odin to set him free. The Odin has no benefit from setting him free. So the Odin is setting him free because L'Shevas Yitzara, because there's some Gavaldige Inyan of Pru Revu. Right? But Besim, does the Chatzi Yevid really have a right to demand that? Does he have? The Odin isn't doing anything wrong to him. I own you. You're an Evid. You're supposed to be in the state. You're supposed to work for me. So Mehechet Taisa, I have to set you free. It's a Chodesh Hachom that the Chom said also Shevas Yitzara that you have to set the fellow free. That's over there. Over here, Lechura, the reason it's Kaifin is because each person, Bezin is being Kaifin because you have a din l'Shevas. You have a mitzvah to Mekayim Peruvu. You have a chiyev to Mekayim Peruvu. It's therefore you. It's your obligation to Mekayim the mitzvah. It's a male sadistic thing. Kfi is not the pshat is that that one fellow has a right to demand that the other fellow set him free because you have got, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, and it's a suffix if Reuven is a Ben Koyin or an Eved. So Reuven, since he's in this status of limbo, he can demand in Bezin that Shimon sets him free because I don't want to stay in this status. It's not the pshat like that. The pshat is they're koy for Shimon to set Reuven free because that's the way Reuven's going to set Shimon free. So that they have to be koy for each, so that they should set each other free so that each one can be kind of mitzvah peruvu. So I think that's what Turi Evan says. That's a teretz on his kasha. He says, over there, we're trying to figure out just how to do l'shevus. We don't really care about the mitzvah so much, the mitzvah peruvu, which maybe is a shilin taste over there. But therefore, as long as the Eved can be Mekayim L'Shevas by marrying a woman and having children, even if the children are not Mesiachas Achra, because it'll be married to a Shivcha and the children won't be Mesiachas Achra, nevertheless, that's good enough. Mashenkin over here, we want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu. And the Vlodis will not be Mesiachas Acharov. The Vlodis will be Nesiachas, and we will do what Tosis says in Chagiga. The Vlodis would blive a Vlad Shivcha, blive an Eved. As a Mela, so it won't be Nesiachas Acharov, so he won't be kind of mitzvah of Pruvu. As a Mela, what is Mela? So therefore, what Tosis says over there is not going to be an Eitzah for here. And the Mitzvah invited, and the Mitzvah said that we give on these, say, after Yom HaShach, which we give them the Chumrei Koyanim and Chumrei Yisrael. So the Gemara said, yes, L'mai Hilchus. But again, to what? What's the Chumrei Koyanim that we're talking about in the Chumrei Yisrael? Amar Papa, L'minchosim Nikmetzes, K'minchas Yisrael, V'in Nechelis K'minchas Koyanim. The halacha is that a mincha, a regular mincha, you need to make kmitzah on it, you make kmitzah, you makriv the koyimitz, and the shirayim is necholim. And that's why that's a minchas tam of a person. A minchas koyin is kulei kol. There's no din kmitza on it, pashtas, and it's kulei kol. And you burn the whole thing. It's a mitzvah. So what do I do over here? The minchasim the kmitza. So I have to make kmitza on the tzad that what? Perhaps it's a minchas Yisrael. Minchas Yisrael. And nechelis, but the kmitza will not be. But the shirayim will not be necholim. Kmitchas koyin. I'm like a minchas koyin. So okay, so what do? A koymitz krav biatzmois. You mark up the koymitz separately. A shirayim kraven biatzmon, and the shirayim you burn, you put on his bech separately. So you mark up both, and you're not going to eat them. Fragdimara, how can you do that? Ikri Khan, Kol Shimenu Leishim Arhu Baltamtiru. So why don't we say on this, Kol Shimenu Leishim, the halacha is that once you mark up from Mincha, once you mark up the Chelik Gavoya, the rest of it is it's also to put on his back, to burn on his back. So Lachura said it should be an Isra of Kol Shimenu Leishim, anything which you will mark up, it's the Chelik Gavoya already, Arhu Baltamtiru. You're over the Yisro Bal Taktiru if you machter it any vaita. So how can you put the Shirayim Latzman on his back? And for the Gemara, Amr of Yehuda Breid of Shimon Pazi, the Masik Luhu L'Shem Eitzim. Then you put it up L'Shem Eitzim. The Masik Luhu L'Shem Eitzim. So that the case that Yehuda Ben Pazi is talking about the case of Yehuda Ben Pazi. He's talking about, which is goes according to Rabbi Lezer, is talking about a case where you've got a vorm of an oil got mixed up, the murm of an oil got mixed up with a chatas. It's the only supposed to be mark of the chatas, you're not. It's a mill, so for the ticking of the oil, you put it all in his bag, and you do it with a sakona, with a kavona of l'shem eitzim. So you're not mark of it l'shem korban, you mark of it l'shem eitzim for firewood. So the mura, so here also you do the same thing. The mura hanich, so that's good. I'm sorry. Kol shemenu l'ishim hariyu baltiru. Amr Yehuda b'nei Pshim and Pazi. The mas l'shem eitzim. You put it up l'shem eitzim. Not l'shem korban. Kol blazer like a blazer. Tanya blazer omer. Blazer said. L'reich nichoyach yata mala. You're not mala. You can't put it up l'reich nichoyach as a korban. Havolat mala l'shem eitzim. But you can't mala l'shem eitzim as firewood. So the Mura says handi chaler blazer. That's good. According to blazer. El rabbanon ma'ikol lemeivor. According to rabbanon. What's the Eitzah according to the Rabbanon? So Gemara David Luk Reb Loza Reb Shimon. You do Enoch Nami according to Rabbanon. That's not an Eitzah. So you have to do like Reb Loza Reb Shimon. Tanya Reb Loza Reb Shimon. Reb Loza Reb Shimon says Hakoyim it's Krav Liatzmoi Mashirayim Mispazer Al Beis Hadesh. That Hakoyim it's Krav Liatzmoi. Reb Loza Reb Shimon is talking about a Koyin that's Matayim Migdash for Kodesh. So if a person the time midrash for kodesh, he's bring a chatas. The chatas he brings, it depends. It depends if he's can afford it. He brings a korban chatas of animals, of kvos, a kesef makrav. If he can't afford that, so he brings badalus. He brings oifis. If he can't afford that, he brings badalus. He brings a minchas chayte. So there's a machlokes. Reb Lezer of Shimon holds can have a stira. One pasuk says, "By minchas choytim, hoyzik haminch lakoyin chamincha." Then, if the choytim is a koyin, he should bring a mincha, which means like a minchas Yisrael, which means he may need kamitza. So he learns who adin a minchas choytim also need kamitza. And then you would think that the shirayim and echolim. So that's what it means. That's why he says, "No, but the pasuk says b'chol minchas koyin kol tia." Then every minchas koyin should be fully burnt. So the chorus means that the shirayim and not nechol. So what do you do? So the koyin is krav yatzmoy. And the shirayim are kravim latzmi. So you mark them separately. That's as is the blazer of Shimon. So he says you should do the same thing. So what do you do? So kravim is krav liatzmoi, and Rav Shimon says the shirayim are kravim liatzmon, and the blazer of Shimon says no, that the kravim is krav liatzmoi, and the shirayim is pazer on base adesh. It means you wait till it becomes possible, and then you burn it where you burn kodshim psulim. So Reb Lezer Shimon says that's what the pasuk tells you to do. Hakayim is krav liatzmoi, v'ashirayim is pasur al beis hadesh. So what then? You'll do the same thing over here. V'afilu rabbanon le'pliyil le'Reb Lezer Shimon. Even the rabbanon that argue on Reb Lezer Shimon is elu minchas chayt ishal kohanim. That's zavku v'di minchas chayt ishal kohanim. Bas akrovi, because they hold that it's bas akrovi. In other words, they hold that yichayim to mark it like a regular minchas koyin. That's kulei kol. Habul hocha, but over here, v'afilu rabbanon moide. Even the rabbanon le'moide that what that this is what you do. You let it. To with Sarasa, and then you'll burn it Abbas Hadesh in the place where you burn Kochim Sula. Now, see, the Gemara over here is a little difficult in two respects. One, the Achranim asked, the Brechas of Ram Taka asks, what's the dimmi to Reb Lezer of Shimon? Reb Lezer of Shimon over there has a Pasuk. One Pasuk says that this Mincha should be like a Mincha, like should be to the Koyin like a Mincha. which means that it should be treated like a regular mincha that you make kmitza, so therefore he makes kmitza on it. But you've got another pasuk that says that it's kulei kol, that you're not makrovit. Somehow this drasha, this pasuk tells you what are you supposed to do, is that it's not nechel. So it's not nechel, but you're not makrovit because you make a kmitz. What is melech sal karchach? This is what the Torah requires you to do. This is what the Torah is telling you to do. But over here, we have a suffix. I have, if he's a kohen, then he needs to be kulei kol, and he's supposed to be makrav the whole thing. If he's a zar, then not. Say nechanami, I can't be makrav the whole thing. But what? How can you redam it to the blazer of Shimon over there? Where over here? That's the halacha that we're supposed to do. Over here, this isn't the halacha what you're supposed to do on the tzad that it's a minchas, on the tzad that it's a minchas kohen. And the Birchas Avraham answers, which I'm not sure I understand what his answer is. His answer is al korchach. You see from this gemara that the mincha will be kosher in such an oifen. So the pshat is, yeah, eidach anami, the mincha will be kosher in such an oifen, but what gives me the right to do it? So on that the answer is, eidach anami, you don't have a right to do it. Right? But the pshat is I have no right to do fakert. I can't be makar of it if you don't hold like a blazer, so you can't be malet l'shem eitzim. Is a melech, so since you can't be malet l'shem eitzim, is a melech, so therefore you're going to you have to let it become possible. Once it becomes possible, then you will be served on Beis Hadesh. Now, when the Gemara said according to Belozer that you're gonna imalat l'shem eitzim, l'chura, it means you're gonna imalat b'tnai. You're gonna say if it's a good korban, it should be l'shem, it should be a korban, and if it's not, it should be l'shem eitzim. Because otherwise, if you're being imalat l'shem eitzim, so on the tzad that it's a minchas koyin, so you're being mabed kochim, is l'chura that you shouldn't be able to do either. Is a melech so al korchot of shad is you'll put it up with a tnai. We'll say that if it's a minchas koyin, so it's I'm supposed to be makta the whole thing. Is a melech so I'm being makta the whole thing. If it's not a minchas koyin, so this extra part should be l'shem. This extra part should be l'shem. L'shem etzim baal. Now, there's one other problem here in the Gemara. The Gemara says we give it the chumra of a minchas koyin, a minchas. Minchas Kayin and Minchas Yisrael. So this is good if we're talking about a Minchas Choyte, a Minchas for a Chet. So this is this is the Eitz. Right. So this is the Eitz. Like a Lezer of Shimon. So you'll be the Kaimitz Krav Yatzmoy and the Shiraim Mispasim Alpeis Adeshin. That's because there I have a din that there's a Kamitza on Sion the Chelik of the Kayanim, Sion the Chelik of Sion the Korban of the Bailu. But if we're talking about a Minchas Nadova, so by a Minchas Nadova, what's the Eitz? If one fellow was Menado of Minchas Nadova, so if he's a Zar, if he's a Zar, so L'chura it needs Kemitza. If he's not a Zar, so there's no din Kemitza, and it's Kulei Kol. So then what's the Eitz? There's no Indian of Kemitz over there. It's not Shaykh. To Makriv the Kemitz with the Yatzmoy, and the Shraim Shemim's Pazra Beis Adesh. As they fract the Oracle there. So again, I'm not sure I fully understand the Aruch Haner's teretz. The Aruch Haner says Einach Anami, but if it was talking about a Minchas Adava, so this is the Pasha Eitzah. The Eitzah is let the other guy now make an Adava. So if Reuven made an Adava, and okay, so now we have a problem. We can't mark up his carbon because we don't know what it is. So let the other fellow be Menadav an Adava, and so this way Mimarushach will say, well, one's a Kohen, one's not a Kohen. So I think what the Aruch Haner must mean. Because otherwise, the chura is difficult. What do you mean, let the other fellow be out of an adab? How can you force the other fellow to do that? He doesn't. He's not l'chuy to do it. But what the pshat is, mistama is. So let's say you've got this Reuven and Shimon. Reuven went ahead and was out of an adab for himself, and now he comes to the Beit Hamidrash. They tell him, guess what, buddy? We can't be makar of your carbon because we don't know if you're a kohen or if you're essentially a ger. So we don't know. We can't be makar of your carbon mincha. So he says, okay, I have an etzah. The Eitz is, I'll be menadiv a korban mincha for the other fellow. In other words, Enochanami, it's Reuven's going to have to give the korban mincha for the other fellow, or he'll have to pay for the other fellow's korban. And the Mela, what? The Mela, so they'll be makravit, Mimonoshach. Now, Hagufa, I'm still not sure I understand what the Aruch Haner means, because Lechura, when I was, you'd have to do it before he was mafresh the korban. Because if, let's say, so again, so let's say Reuven was mafresh, Magdash the Korban Mincha already, and then he comes and they tell him he can't do it, then he doesn't have an Eitzah, because this Korban's already his Korban. So once it's already his Korban, so this Korban's already is a sub of Minchas Koyin. So there's Bishlam if they weren't mafresh anything yet. So this way you make a shtick so that both of them should have a mincha, and then you'll say, okay, so we'll maglish each mincha lemishahu, whoever the proper owner is. And he'll say this one will be whoever the kohen is, and this one shall be for whoever the a non kohen is. And this way you'll be mekayim both. You'll be able to mekayim both din. Rishlan Banam Kuf raises more svekas instead of the tarubas that we had before. So we have a different type of tarubas. So here the tarubas is mishloi shosa achabai l'shloi shachadoshim nisas v'yolda ben yiduim ben tish l'risha and ben shiv l'achrin. So we have a woman who didn't wait after 3 months after a get. She didn't wait between her first husband and her second husband. She got married immediately after the get. And now they had a child, and we don't know whose child it is. Is the child, was it a 9 full-term baby to the first husband, or was it a preemie to the second husband? So it's svekas. So you have all the same svekas that we had before. So if bottom so if you had bottom and arishan, bottom and asheni, so it's chalitza lemiabin. So you can't make even chalitza, and he's chalitza, and he would make chalitza to their wives. If he had brothers from both, with a different mother, and then the Mishnah goes right, and it says if one was a kohen, one father was a kohen, one husband was a kohen, one husband was Israel, so he can only marry with women that are roy for a kohen to marry, and he can't matami lemeisim. And but if he does, he doesn't get malchus. Basically, all the same dinim that we had in the earlier Mishnah. He can't eat truma because here he's not on the side that he's the son of the second fellow, so he's a Ben Yisrael. And if he did, he doesn't pay Karen v'chaymish. It'll be the same din as we had before, according to Tyson. It'll be mafresh in order to get a kapara. And vein chelik al agayrin, he can't be chelik al agayrin. Now here's lav dafka vein chelik al agayrin. Here he can't get anything. He can't give him truma. You give him truma, you're not making the mitzvah pashas. But if he's a moicher atruma v'adam shaloi, but he can sell his own truma. He can sell the truma and he can keep the money. Period. I just want to stop there for a second. Maybe it's something I should have murmured before on the prior Mishnah. I'm not sure if this is a shtickle raya to machlokes Rashi in the Tur. We know the halacha is we have this concept called demai, and demai is basically the chazal masakin. Rabbi Yochanan Menzaki was masakin that he saw that Klal Yisrael wasn't being as careful as they should have been in the afroshes maestres. And so therefore, it's masakin that if you buy produce from a moritz, which just means someone who's not mozik, be careful in afroshes maestres, is you need to be mafresh maestres. Truma, you don't have to be mafresh, because truma they were afraid of, and they all mafresh truma, you need to be mafresh maestres. So what do? You mafresh maestres rishon, and you keep it for yourself, because on that you say, amoritz mechavel v'raya. Then you mafresh from the maestres rishon, you mafresh truma, Truma's Meiser. In other words, because although he said Truma, you don't have to worry about, that's only real Truma, but Truma, it's on the Meiser, that's in the Meiser region, that you do have to worry about. So you mafresh Truma's Meiser. Now, what do you do with the Truma's Meiser? So it's like it's Rashi in the Torah, what you do with it. Rashi basically says, it's yours, you can keep it, and you can't eat it, because you're a Zar. So you mocher, you'll sell it to the Kayan, and the money, you can keep the money for yourself, because when you get to the mominus, you say, Hamoitz mechaveroi, all over I, when you get to the din moment. And the Torah says, no, the Torah says you have to sell it, you have to give it away. Why? He says, because he's the chayish that otherwise you're going to keep it around, and chayish l'takolo. So therefore, the Masakin just give it to the Kohen, and so you shouldn't keep it around to get your best price, or whatever it is. So you just give it away. Right, so now Mishnah, you see that Lechura here, I've got a truma that I didn't yarshim from anybody. So, but it's a suffix whether it's mine or not. Right, similar to Dmai, and it says Yimoichem v'adam shaloi. They weren't masakin that you have to give it, that you give it away. Now maybe here because it's a greater quantity, they weren't masakin that. But Lechura, this Mishnah is somewhat shtickle. It seems to me in the prior Mishnah is Lechura shtickle raya to Shitas Rashi. And the Mishnah goes right and says, you're not chayil b'kodshim kodoshim, and you don't give him kodshim, and you're not mitzi him mishloi. Same thing as we had before, he's potom Israel chayim akeva, the b'chor will be yiroya until he gets a mum, and you give him chumre kayan and chumre Yisraelim, which meant, as we said before, but again, to the kmitza of the kayan. Now here, but again, to this Mishnah, the prior Mishnah, the Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting question. What happens in the following? Right. So Lemaisa, he's just, it's a suffix is a kain or not. He goes ahead, he does the avoid the in the Beis HaMikdash. Someone gave him a korban, he went ahead, and he was makrav a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. What is the halacha? Does that person have to bring a new korban, or does the person not have to bring a new korban? So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say, Aruch HaShulchan says, Venira, that it seems to him, so the Aruch HaShulchan, L'shitas HaRambam, the Sveika deraisa menatera l'chul. According to Shitas HaRambam, we have a suffix menatera, it's l'chul. We don't say Sveika deraisa l'chumra min hatera, it's only din rabbanon. Is ain't sort of balak korban l'habi korban achad. Balak korban wouldn't have to bring a new korban. Why? Because it's only a suffix. He made a neder, he brought his korban. He brought his korban, so he said, I was yet to my neder. Are you telling me that maybe it was possible because it wasn't a kosher zrika done on it, etc.? So he says, no, that's a suffix. Suffix deraisa is the kula. So is ain't sort of balak korban l'habi korban achad. V'mohi korban chatas, and if the korban is a chatas, say osham. So then it's not only is he not chayav to bring it, he can't bring another one, because the chatas you can't bring benedava. So perhaps you already yotzi yachiv chatas, or yachiv osham, is also like the hobby korban acher. And so you can't bring it, you'll be bringing chul nazara. Shem evian chatas v'osham, double, because you can't bring a chatas v'osham benedava. So. L'shit is harajma, but according to the rajma, menatayr l'chumra, that suffer the rice is l'chumra, menatayr l'chumra, So the Aruch HaShulchan says, "You'll be chayav lo'habi korban acher. You'll have to bring another korban." Now here, it's a little difficult to me to understand exactly what this halach is. So the Ram part I understand. So he's saying, "I have a suffix whether I was mekayim a mitzvah or not. Suffix whether I was mekayim a mitzvah. Suffix I'm pata. So therefore, I don't bring another one. I'm not mechuyev to bring another one. When it comes to chatas v'asham, I can't bring another one because on the tzad that I was already yotze." I have no ability to be maglish another korban as a melech, so therefore I'm stuck. Hashenkin, according to the Rashi, he says menateres in sveik the rice is lachumra. So I have a suffix whether or not I was yotz my neder. I have a suffix I was yotz my neder or not as a melech. So I have to go lachumra. I have to be makrav another maglish another korban and be makrav it. That's what he says according to the Rashi. Now I'm not sure lachumra, but so. And so, if you talk by Nadova, I understand that. By Nadova, you say basically, fine, I'll be Magdash it now, and I'll say, if I wasn't Yoitz in my Neder yet, so this should be for my Neder. If I was Yoitz in my Neder, but he says, stam be a Korban Nadova. So, and I'm chayef to do that because of a Misveka, according to the Rashba. But, Lechura, how about Korban Chatas? By Korban Chatas, Lemaisa, I can't make such a tnai. So since I can't make such a tnai, how can I makrav it? Elamai, telling me to makrav without a tnai. But if I makrav without a tnai, maybe I'm bringing chulam azaris. I have a suffik iser. So on the one hand, not bringing the korban, I have a suffik iser, which I'm doing b'shev al tasa. And if I do bring the korban, I have a suffik iser, which I'm doing b'kum vasei. Right? And the koyhanim are doing an iser. So what's the so what's the shot? It seems to me that he's naming on that since you have a cheskas chiyev. Is a melech, so the chazaka says you chayiv to bring it, and once the chazaka says you chayiv to bring it, is a melech, so it's not considered chulam azar. In other words, if your chayivus mitzvah is to bring it, it may be totally in shiloh when you say safek deraisa is lechumra. Is it lechumra misafek, or is it lechumra mitaris vaday? Meaning, now that I have to do it, does it have a din of vaday, or some vaday chayiv to do it? So therefore, it'll be a regular korban chatos now. We regular korban, or the Shad is no. It's just that misafik. I have to do it. So in other words, I need to make a tnai. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure I fully get it because often the Gemara says you make a tnai. Maybe that's because over there you have an etzah. I'm not sure. Not sure what the how the Aruch Ner says this. But this is the Aruch Shulchan. Sorry, but this is how the Aruch Hashulchan Paskins Ma'aseh. This is what you have to. This is what you'd have to do. The Mishnah goes weiter. The Mishnah says. That let's say both in Rukihanim, so he's an Oinan Aleim, Bein Oinan Olov, they have a Din Oinan, which Rashi says they have a Din Oinan, and again, they can't do Avod Lekotchim, but he can't Metami to them, and they can't Metami to him, because it's suffering. Who ain't Yerush Aysom? Avol Heim Yerushin Aysom. He says, he can't Yarshin them, but they Yarshin him. So he doesn't yarshin them because their yarshim are going to prevent him from yarshining, because their yarshim are going to say we're vaday, right? But they yarshin him because no one can mark him, because nobody's more of a relative of his than they are. Fine. Is a middle. So who any yarish oison? So he doesn't yarshin the fathers, but the fathers yarshin him. So why are we saying he doesn't yarshin? He doesn't yarshin them because they're vadoyim, they have a vaday yerusha, and he yarshin, but and he's a suffolk. As a male, so the suffolk doesn't get the makim the vaday. So it's machlokes v'shoinim. Which relatives are we talking about? Do we say that they yarshin and he doesn't yarshin? He doesn't yarshin them. I mean, so the other relatives are pushing them away. So is it the other relatives are sons, or the other relatives are, or even brothers? In other words, so we have a suffolk if Reuven is his father or Shimon is his father. Both Reuven and Shimon are dead, so he doesn't yarshin, he doesn't take money from Reuven's estate or from Shimon's estate. Why? Because the other yarshim tell him, when he comes to Reuven, the other yarshim say, listen, we're vaday Reuven's yarshim. You're a suffolk of Reuven's yarshim. Is in Mela, so you have to bring a raya that you're Yerush, and then you can collect. The same thing happens by Shimon. So which Yerushim of Reuven are we talking about? Are we talking about Dafka Reuven's other sons? Or are we talking about any of Reuven's Kroim? Let's say Reuven has no other sons, and he has brothers or other people. Do we say this? This is a Machalik of Hashanah. So the Ritva says that it's Dafka B'Shem, it's Dafka after the Ben. Because if Reuven has another son, then we say the other sons yarshin and say you can't take a chaluk, you can't take a chaluk with them. But if it's Reuven's brothers is not going to be such sitted in. And the Ramban, the Meiri, other Rishonim say it doesn't make a nafkamina. So what's the nafkamina? Let's understand the ritual. So Bishlam of the Ramban, the other Rishonim, we understand. The other brothers are definitely yarshin, right? Reuven's a Yerush, Reuven has Yerushim, he has Yerushim who are sons, he has Yerushim who are brothers, etc. And this fellow's coming along and saying that I want a Yerushim too, I want my Chelus. So they say, listen, we're Vaday, his relatives. You're not a Vaday relative. As a matter of prove you're a relative, prove you have a Din Yerusha, and then you'll get your money. But, Lahura, if there is no son, what's an Afkamina? So why? Well, the Maisa, they're brothers. There are other Yerushim that are Vaday Yerushim, that Vaday are his relatives and are entitled to get a Yerusha. So B'chon explains as follows. B'chon explains, the Shaila is, how do you understand the pecking order in Yerusha? Isn't the Pshat is that everyone's a Yerush, everyone's a Muxik? Meaning, so you've got the son and the brothers, and they're all Yerushim, and they all have a right, they all have some dinim in the Nechasim. No, Vos, there is a din kadima. If there's a son, the son gets it first. So again, the son gets to be Deich. As a Melech, if that's the case, here, I have all of them Avada Yerushim, right? So even the brothers of Avada Yerushim. This fellow, this Suffolk, comes and says that I'm a son and I'm first. So he says, no, you're a Suffolk. You may not be a Yerush Bechlal. As a Melech, what is a Melech? So therefore, the brothers Taina, we get with Deich Matche him, and he doesn't get anything. Hashem Kain, Ritva learns, is that the other Yorshim, B'mokim Ben, aren't Yorshim B'chlal. It's not pshat that they're Vada Yorshim. They're not Yorshim at all. If you're not number one in line, right now you don't have a Yorish, you're not a Yorusha B'chlal, and you don't have a Mukzik in this B'chlal. It's a Mele, what is Mele? So here, that's Kufa Suffolk we have. We have a Suffolk. Who is the Yorish in the first place? If this Suffolk child, if he's a son, so he's the only Yerush. It's not sure that the other people are also Yerushim, but he has it in Kadima, right? So he's the only Yerush, and the other ones aren't Yerushim B'chlal. Is a male, so it all a Suffolk. Is a male, so therefore it will blive a Suffolk, it'll be Chalkin. Mashenkin, if there's other sons, so now they're all sons. So if they're all sons, so now they definitely are Yerushim. Now he comes along and he says they're definitely Muzik. He comes along and he says that he's a Yerush as well. So he says, so that's what they tell him. They tell him you have to prove it. But if you can't prove it, it's not good. Zogdum Ravait. Omer Shmuel. Asara Kehanim, so you have the Gemara. Asara Kehanim, Oimden Upirish Echad Mehen Baal, have large stuki. So you have 10 Kehanim that are there, and one of them was Poirish and Baal, and he had a child. So the Vlad is a stuki. So shtuki means quiet. You quiet him down. So my shtuki. So normally when we say a shtuki, normally the word shtuki means is someone like is a suffix in his lineage. It's a suffix whether he's a mamzer or not. But the word shtuki is Rashi in Kedushin explains. The pshat is that when he calls someone the father, my father. So the mother says, be quiet. Shtuki, don't ask. Don't talk. So shtuki over here means you don't know whose father is. So what does it mean shtuki? Ilay mishum mashaskenayim nichseyavim. And mashaskenayim nichseyavim means he wants the yarshin. Pshita, it's poshim. We don't know who the father is. So mashteitzach he can't say. Elosh mashaskenayim din kuhuna. Mashaskenayim din kuhuna. By time, what? Why is that? I'm a pro because the pasuk says, "V'hoisa loyul zarei achrov." Be'inon we need zarei miyuchas achrov leka. You need that his son should be miyuchas achrov. And it's not Miyuchas Achrav, we don't know who it is. And since it's not Miyuchas Achrav, so therefore, his posel, Likuna. So here there seems to be a machlokes. What happens in the following case? I have two Kehanim, and their children get mixed up. In other words, so the case that we had before, two Kehanim, they had children, their wives gave birth in a cave, and now the kids are mixed up. So I don't know whose child is whose. Okay, so in that case, the Taz says that they're kosher, since they're both Kehanim, so it's considered Miyuchas Achrov, and it's kosher. And the Beis Shmuel says no, that it's basically that's this halacha and over here that they're posel. So what's the machlokes? The Beis Shmuel seems to be right. We don't know who the father is. So since we don't know who the father is, so the Chur it's Meshaskenoi Soim Yidin Kuni Yidin. So it seems to be it's not a Klorzach over here. It seems that what's going on is the question is, what kind of din or psul is this? This is a psul, it's the Rabbanon, as we'll see, it's a smachta. But, so what kind of psul is this? So, al tzadecho, the pshat is mitzad, the din of kahuna, they said, we need to be able to identify who the father is. If you can't identify who the father is, b'chol rega v'rega, it's going to be psul. Is a melech, what is a melech? So, since I can't identify who the father is a melech, so said a psul. That's what the Beis Shmuel will say. The Taz Emzon, vice versa, Emzon, not like that. It's not the Pshat like that. The Pshat is, this is a din in Yichus. Meaning, I need to be able to say that the Ben's a Ben Miyuchas. And since over here, Lamaisa, at the time of the Leida, Abada was a Ben Miyuchas. When this one was born, so we knew it came from this woman. So that second, I know exactly whose it is. In Hanami, a minute later, I got confused. I don't know who it is. But I know both of these are Kehanam Miyuchasim. In other words, in the case, in the Mishnah, Pshat is B'shas Talayda, I can't identify it. If I can't identify it, as a male, so it's a psul yichus, and it's as if, so this kohen is not a kohen yichus. Not a kohen yichus, so he has a stempel, not a kohen yichus. He never becomes a kohen yichus. Mashenkin, according to the Taz, right, at the second of the Leida, this kohen was identifiable as a kohen yichus. Right, you knew the mother was right here, and the child is right here, so you identify it as a kohen yichus. As a male, so he's identified as a kohen yichus. He has a stempel of a kohen yichus. Later on, we forgot because we got confused, it got mixed up. So that doesn't pass it up. There's no such din. It's not stamazay a din that I have to be able to, that a kohen has to be walking around with his identification papers all the time. He has to know be able to identify himself all the time. I just need to know he's a kohen miyuchas. He's a kohen miyuchas. As a male, so it's not a problem. Okay.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.